colleagues, just to remind you, now that we're back in part one, we go back to agenda item number 7, and Councillor Cunningham, please.
Thank you, Chairman. With apologies to members of the public, it was a lengthy but necessary debate, and thank you very much for your patience. The part one report at item 7 is basically dealing with proposals for the regeneration of the Churchgate Shopping Centre and the associated public realm and market. The scheme is addressed in quite a lot of detail. I'm happy to take any questions from members on the detail which is there. The resolutions which we have in front of us are basically requesting that Cabinet recommend to full council the proposals to the final work, recommends to full council that the proposals progress to the final work required prior to the final council's approval of the terms of any proposal. For the record and for the members of the public, in the part two discussion which has just taken place, the Cabinet passed a resolution which will itself now become part of the recommendations, and I will read it to you for the record. Cabinet recommends to full council that it notes that in the light of the risks associated with the proposals, including the reliance on funding from the local enterprise partnership, officers will urgently consider in more detail the alternative options in the event of the current proposals are unable to proceed. Such alternative options to be reported to full council early in 2019 if required. And just picking up on the representations from Hitchin Area Committee, I did read the recommendation. I'll now formally put, Cabinet notes a recommendation from the Chairman of the Hitchin Committee should be a member of any Churchgate Project Board, and notes that paragraph 1.2.6 of the Council's Constitution authorises the lead officer to choose the membership of the Project Board in consultation with the leader of the Council, and recognising the other issues that Councillor Albert raised on behalf of the Hitchin Committee. Cabinet notes the recommendations of the Hitchin Area Committee regarding engagement with community groups and recommends to full council that the consultation strategy, which will form part of any development management agreement with the developer, clearly sets out how the community will continue to be engaged with and how they will have opportunities to feed and influence the final proposals. Councillor Albert, I hope you're reasonably happy with that as a way forward. Clearly there is still and always was a degree of uncertainty with the proposals, and until we get the final decision from the local enterprise partnership, which is scheduled for the 13th of
December.
Well, the meeting will take place on the 13th of December. When we get the decision is anybody's guess. Could be the 14th, could be the new year. But on the basis that there is a scheme here which we think it is worthwhile proceeding with, we need to have in place the funds to allow that work and any other work which we identify on the consultancy side to go ahead. It is certainly my view that we need to do further work in the Churchgate area, and I think these recommendations actually allow us to do that. Happy to take any questions on those recommendations.
No, you haven't come up.
You need to press the red button.
Sorry, still. Right.
We're pressing the wrong button.
According to this, you've already spoken. Councillor Levitt.
Thank you, Chairman. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to both our speakers this evening who brought some valuable points up. Mr. Foreman brought things about condition of the current Churchgate Centre. Mr. Haynes, and thank you for the I didn't make it to Hitchin Committee, so I didn't see the presentation then. I have got the email, and I have looked at it, and I've asked a few questions about people who were there. And I welcome, so there's some really good ideas in there. I love the public walkway and everything. That looks great. But it's about viability, really, and can we do it? And there's some big questions over that. Thank you also for your explanation about the auditorium and how it worked and that. Actually, it reminds me, we did have one in Letchworth called Plinston Hall, which did precisely that. In fact, it was an old school gymnasium that had a bit built around it, and it had sliding seats put in, it had a stage and a cinema screen and all sorts put in there, and it was truly a multifunction centre. But unfortunately, that's out of use now. But if you want to move it to Hitchin, I think you might be able to get it. But yes, there's some really good ideas there. I think I'm on record as saying in this chamber on more than one occasion, the best thing for Churchgate is a bulldozer. I don't change my views on that, but it is an expensive proposition and it needs to be fully funded and properly viable. Well, the ideas we've got in front of us now, I welcome those. I recommend that we do, you know, about the recommendation that we regenerate it. But I do think we need to be a bit cautious and not to get people's hopes up too much. There are so many ifs and buts with this. You know, it's depending on, as Councillor Cunningham's just pointed out, funding being available. It depends on shearers going along with it. It depends on the owners actually willing to sell it. It depends on things like structural surveys and that. So, yes, I support the recommendations, and including the extra one from the Hitchin Committee, but I would just say to people, please don't think it's a done deal at the moment. There are alternatives we can look at. There's other things we can look at. But we do most certainly need to do something with Churchgate. This is going some way to getting that kicked off again. Probably the most important recommendation there is 2.3, that we put some more money in it to actually carry on with that process and look further. So I have no hesitation in supporting the recommendations as they are now. Thank you, Chairman.
Comments then, members? Can we move to the recommendations then, Councillor Cunningham, please?
If I can keep track of them, yes, by all means.
Full Council that the proposals progress to the final work required prior to full Council's final approval of the terms of any proposal. Cabinet notes a recommendation that the Chairman of the Hitchin Committee should be a member of any Churchgate Project Board, and notes that paragraph 1.2.6 of the Council's Constitution authorises the lead officer to choose the membership of the Project Board in consultation with the Leader of the Council. Cabinet notes a recommendation to the Hitchin Area Committee regarding engagement with community groups and recommends to full Council that the consultation strategy, which will form part of any development management agreement with the developer, clearly sets out how the community will continue to be engaged with and how they will have opportunities to feed into and influence the final proposals. And I presume we need to also record the part two resolution.
That will be in the minutes. Yeah,
okay. Exactly. Thank you.
In that case, then. Yes, Councillor Lovewell.
Madam Chairman, as a trust representative, I've taken the normal legal advice, following which I will be leaving the chamber for the duration of this item.
I presume then, Councillor Lovewell, as we will move on to item 11, which moves us back into part two, will you be making the same resolution in part two?
Resolution now as well?
Right.
Thank you very
well,
much.
Well, it will save me bringing you back in just to say that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Can I also record the same declaration for both parts?
Thank you very much.
And possibly say good evening.
Thank you very much, Councillor Weeks. Thank you. Just to confirm, we are still quorate. So we will go to item 8. As soon as they have left the room, then, Councillor Hunter, over to you once the three members have left the chamber. Sorry, I've just made you a councillor. I'm sorry? You are quite right. Thank you very much for that reminding me. And you have that in front of you, Councillor Hunter, do you? This is item 5B that's being taken with your item 8. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Yes, I've got it in front of me and would have referred to it first, because obviously part and parcel of this report does require that the subcommittee actually make resolutions, and they're sitting in front of you on a single sheet, and we are to be informed, I think is the expression, that they have taken these resolutions accordingly. Moving on to the main body of the report, this is probably another project that it feels like it's been going 25 years, but unfortunately it's a little less than that, I think, for me personally. But we have a number of recommendations before us, and I'm pleased at long last that instead of me presenting to full council in a couple of days' time that we go to a CPO, that we actually recommend a settlement agreement. I'm pleased to note that their EGM actually agreed. You will note that there is a minor variation. To our way of thinking, it is a minor variation. And in fact, when you look in some detail at 8.2, as far as the definition of community purpose is concerned, we are still following their own actual recommendation within their business model of actually being commercial, because obviously revenue is needed. Now, we seem to have an opportunity, and I sincerely hope it continues along the positive timeline as anticipated, that we will be at long last able to draw to a conclusion and open up North Hertfordshire Museum and Hitchin Town Hall in the manner that it should be. I commend our officers and also our staff at the museum for the work that they've done to date in actually being able to open to the public and actually keep the place operational. But this is the final stepping stone to make it something exceptional in North Hertfordshire. And I'm quite happy to propose the recommendations accordingly, Chairman.
Members, any comments or questions? No? In that case then, we will move to the recommendations in part one. And then I was just wondering whether we need to, I'm just quickly reading it now, part two first. I'm terribly sorry, but could I ask you just to leave the room? I promise you we'll try and be much swifter this time.